Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in our friends at WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station, Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON and Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. Big show for you today. Your guess is as good as mine coming up. Categories will be the top 10 French fries in America and the top 10 cheeses. We will review some Men's Room rules, drink a toast with a shot of the day. And today is the day that we do our random question. Question 844-99.
And we, of course, have Avery on the line. And, Miles, you have some one of those questions where, like a nervous 60 Minutes interview, just need a little time to figure out how to frame it.
The dumbest or oddest reason that you or someone you know has called the cops. We gave you time to think.
All right. So it wasn't somebody I know because he was called on me. So I sold this car to this guy that I had bought not too long ago. And it turns out it got stolen straight from this place out in Parkland. So the cops got called and they went to my parents' place because that was my last registered address. And I get a phone call saying that there's a cop waiting at my parents' place saying that this car has been sitting running for a few hours out there in Tacoma. And it scared the living crap out of me because I'm just like, oh, man, all right. And it turns out that I didn't take the bill of sale in like I was supposed to, so it was still written in my name when it was supposed to be the guy's. And it ended up being like this whole fiasco. I'm just like, oh man, I'm going to have to pay all these impound fees, and I don't have the money right now. And just scared the living daylights out of me having to deal with all that. But it ended up being that the guy was able to go in and pick the car up, and it all got dropped from me.
Okay, well, that's good, because, I mean, other than the technicality, that wasn't really on you.
But how long did it take for that to resolve itself?
It took probably 10 hours.
That is not bad at all. That is really good.
For those 10 hours,
really
it is.
I was surprised about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for you on that one. Reason we asked, what was the dumbest, oddest reason that you or someone else called the cops? This is as Canadian as it gets. A man in Manitoba, Canada, called 911 earlier this month, and his emergency was he was hosting a hockey tournament, and he desperately needed help finding a Zamboni to rent. As far as we know,
boot to Zamboni.
I don't believe the Mounties arrested him for abusing 911, and sadly, we don't know if he got a Zamboni or not, but that was his reason, which is a very...
How does an ice rink not have one?
I don't know.
It just says that he was hosting a hockey tournament, so we don't know if it's on his private pond that he has in his backyard or if he rented a space. Either way, can't have a hockey game without a Zamboni.
Random.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random. Hola, Jake. Man, that's
all right. We'll try Jake again in a little bit. He's just rolling down the highway.
Really,
window down.
Really enjoying
it. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello,
is it me?
No. What is going on?
Hello, Eric.
Eric, are you there?
How's it going, guys? Yeah.
What's that?
What was that?
Okay, you doing okay?
No, Miles is right. It's a good thing you called.
Okay. Eric, here's our question. Have you ever masturbated at work?
Oh, man, almost every day, man.
Are you serious?
No, I have not.
You've never masturbated at work?
Not one time.
No, about 2.5 years ago, and man, we've got some nasty porta-johns.
Okay, so absolutely. Even if you wanted to, the porta-johns are so disgusting, it would just kill the mood as soon as you go in.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What did you do before your current job?
I was working at warehouses, loading trucks and whatnot.
Okay.
It wasn't too exciting or glamorous, but it was good money, so.
Well, even if your job's exciting and glamorous, no one expects you to openly masturbate at work. I'm a fashion designer, darling. This is what I do. I toss one off before I measure you. Like, still not acceptable.
The reason we asked if you've ever masturbated at work,
according
to some psychologist, a senior lecturer in psychology in England said that a masturbation break would be a very effective tool for work and a great way to relieve tension and stress.
Okay.
Three psychologists and a life coach. Another agreed. Dr. Cliff Arnell. I would expect a masturbation policy to result in more focus, less aggression, higher productivity, and more smiling. And he adds, certainly taking a masturbation break for boredom or an escape would increase work focus. Sergeant and Arnall's
supposition. There you go.
Came after a recent survey by Time Out New York. I read a whole thing together where people just can't say words, can't take them off the page, can't remember them.
So
when
you just
have
the moment.
I was like, this is me. Right.
It's like trying to overcorrect on the car. Like you've lost control, just let it go.
Just get off the highway. He said that 39% of male readers reported masturbating in the office after an earlier poll by Glamour in 2012 put that figure at 31%. According to Arnall, however, masturbation breaks shouldn't be driven by lust or fantasizing about a colleague, as this would likely result in cognitive impairment. Such breaks should only be taken if they're motivated by a genuine desire for stress relief.
So think about that. So Glamour had, what, 31%, now they're saying 30. So everyone stop working for 1 second. Look around. Spot 10 coworkers that are male. I believe this is for men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three of them have masturbated at work. Not necessarily today.
Right. No, just at some point in time.
But
just saying,
everyone's looking at each other.
Life.
And if you don't recognize them, it's you.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that it's out of the question. It's just that I can't remember. It's
you know what?
It's not. It wouldn't be. I mean, we've done overnights.
That's what I mean. You work overnight by yourself.
Yeah, no. But in our work, you know, life, we've done all kinds of things.
Well, there's too many people around now. But look,
right,
if you work a weekend overnight in radio, you're the only person in the building.
Yeah, well, they do have a lactation report.
Out.
You know,
I think it depends.
Oh,
on
I thought
you work
that was
too.
A euphemism for masturbation. It's a lactation room. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to milk the cobra.
Right, because we worked at a place that had specifically a private bathroom for on-air staff.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So if you're the only one there running the late-night stuff, like there's nobody else there.
We
start singing to your penis.
We got this story actually from.
Is it me you're looking for?
One of our old bosses at work who was sending this story. Remember, and he said, "Hey, you remember that old bathroom at the back end of the hallway at our old place?"
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, here's a story for you.
That's literally was in the subject
line.
That's why
we got this story emailed.
That exact one came from that guy saying, "Hey,
yeah, right." The one with the air conditioner in it all the time.
Yeah.
Random.
Yeah.
Random. I mean, I don't know that I ever heard anybody knock on that door when I was in.
Nobody ever did.
Yeah.
Either you're taking a dump here or masturbating.
The nice bathrooms were out in the main foyer.
That is correct. That's her just using the bathroom, though. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Daniel, let's go to this one. Daniel, have you ever sent or received a nude photo? That's a little stick to the sex.
Definitely.
Okay. Many or
definitely.
Just a few?
I'd have to say multiple.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So have you sent more or received more?
I've probably received more because I'm part of a group Snapchat that, you know, you'll post one thing and then your name goes on there and anybody can send you stuff back and it just seems to...
You're that Daniel. We know you.
I wanted to touch on something real quick. The randomest thing that you found. I was working with my dad and he remodels houses and we were ripping out all the carpeting and I looked down into one of the old heat vents and I could see the edge of like a plastic box and I reached down in there and I could just barely grab it and it was like an old pencil colored pencil box you'd have in elementary school. There was $20,000 in cash in it.
Get out of here. You guys didn't tell anybody about that, right?
Oh, definitely not. But it was all the old fat faced $100 bills, $20 bills. Someone stashed it and forgot about it.
So I got to ask you a question.
No, they had to die.
Personally,
I don't think you.
Okay,
seriously.
Now, so you split it between you and your dad?
Yeah.
His dad thinks he found 10 grand.
Now, do you just go and spend that like at Taco Bell and stuff? Like, you don't take that money to the bank, right?
Yeah, no, you definitely don't take it to the bank.
That's what I was going to get.
No, don't leave a trail.
Right.
I mean, just...
You could take $9,999.99 in, and you wouldn't have to get any taxing stuff on it.
But you get red flag.
Don't take it within a penny. To me, it's the age of the money. Like, yeah, I just took this out of the mattress. I mean, how old were some of the bills dated?
In the 70s, 80s.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it was an older house.
Yeah, they'd been in there for a while.
I mean, you say grandparents.
Definitely, but that was kind of crazy. We ate real good that day. We went and got a real nice lunch down at the lobster shop for that day.
I bet you did. Well, that's the thing. Like, you think somebody saved all that money, just kind of stored it away slowly, and, you know, figured, you know, like one day, then they had a heart attack or something like that, and nobody knew. You know what I mean? Like, that's basically how it happens.
When my mother's parents died, they had five kids. All right, so my mother's parents die, and my mom goes to Virginia. And all the kids are there dealing with whatever it is you deal with. All right. So my mother calls me and she's like, man, we're in your grandparents' bedroom and there's all these shoeboxes. You already figure out where it goes. But there was 90 grand in cash in the shoeboxes under the bed. I was like, did you know anything about this? She's like, our minds are blown wide. They had no freaking idea. They owned four houses and had renters.
But you still got to spend that money in cash, right? How do you justify it? Even if the person is deceased.
Because it's lefty. I mean, look, you're the kid
of
the deceased.
Like, this is how it is?
It's part of the estate.
I guess if that is the case,
I mean,
you can
now
get
look,
away with it.
Look, that's what my parents do because my parents are responsible people. If it's me, I got one-fifth of 90 grand and no one knows anything about it.
100%.
Reason we asked,
I'm sorry, I would have to say that.
Yeah, there's no chance you would know.
Reason we asked, have you sent or received a new photo? A 34-year-old woman named Jana Hocking in Australia. She says a few years ago, after a bad breakup with her boyfriend, she broke into his house to delete a topless photo off of his phone. Quote, I snuck through his window while he was snoring up a storm. I grabbed his phone. I scrolled through his photos, found the offending shot, and deleted it. He didn't catch her, and she wasn't arrested or anything like that, but she said the risk was worth it. She broke into his house to just get on his phone and to delete this topless pic. While I don't condone breaking into someone's home, I stand by my decision.
I mean,
no one's going to see this.
I don't condone it, but I did it. I stand by it. We don't change a thing.
Okay. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up, we'll review some Men's Room rules. The complete list of rules available at mensroomlive.com. We'll see if we can put a few into law coming up right before we drink a toast with a shot of the day. In the meantime, it is our random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
All right, it's our third attempt. Random. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Hola.
There he is.
Jake, just imagine you just riding down the road in your convertible,
wind
35 degrees, you don't care, Bluetooth speaker working.
In hindsight, it was a little difficult to hear you guys for some reason, so I don't know what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, then our image was much better, because you were cool as hell in our image.
Smoking like three or four cigarettes in a row, window down, scarf on.
Pontiac Trans Am, like smoking in the Bandits.
Dog sitting beside you with goggles on and his own scarf that matches.
Smoking his own cigar.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go with this one here. Would you say, the best perk of being you? What is the best perk of being you?
Probably my 4th of July is because I tend to make a pretty big show. I have this hobby with a YouTube channel, and I tend to, I guess in short, blow things up. And
all right. In layman's terms.
I know some pyrotechnics, and I kind of make my own things with it.
Now, did you ever work professionally with pyrotechnics, or has this been trial and error as a side thing?
Actually, I went to college. I got a fire science degree as a volunteer firefighter for like 3 or 4 years now.
Right. So you have a registered, a general idea of what you're doing.
Suppression systems. But I had to learn fire science, so it's kind of a side effect.
Now, how much safety precautions do you put into that based on all that knowledge? Do you have water on the ready, hoses, or anything like that, or are your skills above that level?
More recently, a lot more, because there's been a couple of unexpected accidents.
Like?
See, they're unexpected to you because you're doing it, but for those of us showing up... So, what's happened?
What was that?
No, go ahead. What did you say is going wrong?
I was doing a shoot, actually, a few weeks ago, and basically, I got this stuff. It's essentially flashbang powder, and we're just trying to get, like, these slow-motion shots, and I got it on a bucket on the end of a stick, and basically, I'm sprinkling it over this fire, and... Like the last shot, I thought, all right, you know, I'm gonna make one little extra big batch. That way I'd go back and forth, making these batches. And I'm sprinkling it, and it was very consistent, the fall. And what ended up happening was it, like, lit up this trail into the bucket, and the whole thing just lit right up in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And there was a
flash bang.
Boom.
Is there any...
my sight for about 2 or 3 minutes, so...
Is there any reason that you specifically do this on July 4th?
Well, stuff like it. So I make my own fireworks and whatnot. And, you know, I'll even strap. You ever heard of, like, a firework minigun?
I have not,
like,
personally.
I make those.
Okay.
But what is that?
A firework minigun?
Yeah, you take these Roman candles. They fire, like, 210 flares a piece. Strap 7 of them together and you light them all up at once. It's like 1,500 flares in a minute.
What is that goo inside the Roman candle? What is that liquid lava? What is that made out of?
The Roman candle?
Yeah. What's the inside of that? Because it's just like this hot, gooey, you know what I mean, ball. I mean, what it almost seems liquid. What is it?
Well, it's just a bunch of balls inside of a bunch of cardboard, and they just fire off in succession. As far as I know, that's just...
Why are yours gooey? Why do you have gooey Roman candles?
I've been hit by a Roman candle. I've been hit by a Roman candle ball in the war. And Roman candle war. And, you know, like when
he's a veteran of a Roman candle war. Well, buy this man a drink.
Hey, I'm Italian.
I got hit with a Roman candle in the war.
From Italy.
Thank you for your service,
hey,
Miles.
Man, we have Roman candles. That's what we fight with.
Man, oh, man.
Have some pasta.
Hope to get a challenge going.
Nobody hit my jack.
This 4th of July with miniguns. So,
okay.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I just remember when it hit my jacket, it just melted down. You know,
it was probably your jacket. Was it your jacket?
Yeah, it could have been. You know, I mean, just based on when it hit.
So, like, look, man, it's
all wet and gooey, and I was like, ah, I got the jacket off.
Well, you said, like, it's fire and cardboard, man. I don't know about the goo.
Reason we asked, what's the best part of being you? It's no secret that the majority of celebrities, so the article says, leave the Academy Awards without an Oscar. But just because they didn't receive the statue doesn't mean that those people walk away completely empty-handed. In fact, every nominee is given an Everyone Wins gift bag, which is valued at more of that. Any idea of the prizes and the value of the possessions inside that bag?
The gift bag?
$25,000.
Hi.
$50,000.
$40,000.
Higher.
Oh, higher.
$75,000.
Higher.
$100,000. What? Goodie bag is put together by Distinctive Assets, a Los Angeles-based marketing agency, who recently gave Forbes an exclusive look at this year's contents. To kick things off, celebrities will receive a slew of VIP gifts, including an all-inclusive stay for two at the Golden Door in San Marcos, California.
Know why you've never heard of it?
A poolside dinner at one of the Nest Seekers International listings. A Malibu getaway at the Third Wellness Retreat. A week-long vacation in, ooh, boy, how...
You know why you can't pronounce
how
it?
How could Dickie be so large? Horse is small. And a luxury cruise to Iceland, the Galapagos, the Amazon, Costa Rica, or Panama. Gift bag also includes...
No, wait, this is because you did not win an Oscar?
Correct. A wide range of beauty products, blush in whimsy color-changing lipstick, and it's a tin hair care hair dye, a cushy travel makeup bag, and a complete set of Lyseline eyelashes?
Oh, don't act like you don't know.
Yeah, those are good ones, dude.
Oh, Ted, we're getting into your wheelhouse now. If that wasn't enough goodies, the bag also includes... A Yeti cooler.
Oh, nice.
Filled with Doritos. As I'm assuming that's tequila.
What is it?
Doritos?
No, those are the Mexican sodas, man. It starts with a J, right?
Yeah. J-A-R-R-I-T-O-S.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
For real, those are like just the sodas.
All right.
Is this tequila?
When I hear something that sounds like Doritos, I'm like, give me a double. personal training session with celebrity trainer Alexis Selesky. Custom fragrances by Sue Phillips.
Alexis
Selesky.
Oh.
Get out of that horn.
A 2-tier gift box of gourmet posh pretzels and Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies. Get out of here. Oh, those are the best.
That's one thing I've actually had before.
That's the consultation prize.
That's what you get if you get. So if you win the Oscar, you just are now known as Academy Award winner, fill in the blank. But for not winning the Oscar, I get $100,000 worth of swag, including all these vacations.
They all get it. If you win, you also get the Oscar.
Oh, then I want the Oscar, too.
Everybody, you get them both. If you win, you take home the whole thing.
Good on you, right? But as Oscars go on, and at some point, you know, all of us, you know, must learn to get along and do this. And listen, that is a fan-freaking-tastic speech. But I would feel better about it if it's the homeless guy who just got punched in the face. And he looks at me and says, you know what, man? We got to find a way to come together. Black, white, it doesn't matter what side of the... Not the cat who... And by the way, I just got $100,000 of swag. I cannot relate to your problem.
We can never...
It's easier to find love when as a loser... Right? And look, the message is on point. They need someone else to say it.
If anybody can buy a Yeti cooler or Milano cookies, you would think it would be those guys.
I mean, we know they can get that. But
I always thought Milanos were a little expensive.
They are on the higher side.
It's cheaper than the Galapagos Islands.
It's
easy to find love when I'm going to the Galapagos Islands with a bag of Pepperidge Farms Milano cookies.
You like those little chocolate straw things that kind of look like a cylinder?
They're gone. They're delicious, but they disappear too.
I like them.
Goddamn waste of money.
I see them on the tray. I'm like, yes.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Scott.
Gentlemen?
We're doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm just spectacular.
All right.
You're a creepy son of a bitch. And I don't mind telling, and there's no way I'm the first person to tell you that.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to ask any dating questions.
My wife tells me that every day.
All right.
Well, granted, she's chained in the basement, and that's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ropes, not
okay.
chains.
I hear her screaming out of the trunk, like, stop saying I'm creepy.
Scott, do you do the finances in the family, or does your wife?
I make the money, she spends it, and neither of us really keep track of it.
Okay. So here's how we're gonna try to work our way through this. How many monthly subscriptions within your family do you believe you have?
Oh, between DirecTV, Netflix, the CBS thing, Amazon.
Do you go to Costco?
Cell phones. Well, my daughter has a Costco card.
Are you paying for it?
Probably.
Do you have?
He has no idea.
I can understand. I don't know, but
probably close to 10.
Do you have Hulu?
You don't know, do you?
Yeah, my other daughter. I got two daughters. One of them has a Hulu account too.
How about HBO To Go?
We had that, but I canceled it.
Do you have a gym membership?
We did for about 10 years and never used it.
Do you have any magazine subscriptions?
Well, they don't have naked pictures in Playboy anymore, so I canceled that.
Okay, all right.
There's always... Who could see that coming?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. Well, that's... And when you add it up, it's a lot of money.
Now that Miles has asked you all these questions...
Oh, it's crazy!
As I'm listening, I'm like, Jesus.
A car payment.
Do you have Apple Music or any kind of music service, a satellite radio or any of that?
We have the music through Amazon.
Okay, well, that's part of your Amazon Prime subscription.
Yeah, that's included with Prime.
Okay.
Why do I feel like in your house, the response you give a lot is, ask your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I just think if you looked at all this stuff and added it up every month, you'd go, good golly, that's a lot of stuff. A new survey asked people, and the reason we asked, how many monthly subscriptions do you have? If you go through it in your head, I know for a fact I'm missing one or two. And it's not that I have that many, but I'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. I do have that. Like,
I don't think about it until you just went through all of that.
Does it count if they don't cost money?
I don't think so.
I guess technically I have a subscription to, like, because I'm in, like, a club at the grocery store, but it's free.
Yeah, but that's a free club.
Right.
You know what I mean, compared to a subscription. The reason we asked, how many do you have? New survey asked people how much they think they're spending every month on subscriptions, including cell phone service as well. The average person estimated around $80. Turns out, they're spending about three times that. When you actually add it all up, the average person is now dropping $237 every month on subscriptions. That includes a lot of little things that eventually add up, like cell phone service, cable and Wi-Fi, Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, cloud storage like iCloud, Dropbox, music streaming, subscription boxes, and app memberships.
But that said, all of that said, and I don't know how this will play out. If you said, all right, but listen, other than the cell phone, a phone's a phone, okay? But would people go to movies more? Would you spend more money physically leaving your house, right? If it's music, are you then going out and buying CDs? Are you buying vinyl? In other words, if these things didn't exist, right, you still wanted to consume it, and would you spend more money? Because how much is your music streaming service versus when CDs were the thing and charging $15 for a CD? So you bought three CDs in a month.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You spent $45.
Well,
I'm saying there's no way, and trust me, I don't go through every detail in the bills, but I doubt your music subscription is $45 a month.
Okay. No, it's probably closer to 10, and I'm
so, you know, in long,
do you spend $120 on music a year? Is ultimately the question.
Sure.
You know, how many albums do you buy? Do you buy 10
of
them?
You did back when you were a teenager, you did, right? Without question.
Now, do you? Well, it's a good
thing about it. When you're a teenager, they're buying most of the music, period. Even now, it's the case when we were coming up, depending what the big thing is. And, you know, you'd beg your parents to get your job, do your thing, buy these overpriced CDs. And I'm telling you, we all spent more than $120 a year on music. Mm-hmm. For show. So it seems like a lot, but at least it's less money in the long term, I think.
Random.
Actually,
random,
I'm just telling random, myself that. Random. But I feel better thinking that. Hello, Tanner. I mean, honestly, I'm like.
Now, I do agree with you, though, right? If you put in the price of actually going out and doing all this stuff, like, it would seem a lot more expensive.
Movies, I think we wouldn't see that many more movies, but music, man. People want music. You want music. You're going to go buy music.
And sometimes, like Hulu and Netflix, I mean, people watch so many of those shows. Like, it's worth it.
Look, I got pissed. It was Moana. Movie Moana had come out in the theaters. I'm vaguely aware of this because the kids bring it up. But I get home from work and I'm watching Moana on TV. And I'm like, oh, is that Moana? And my daughter's like, yeah, Daddy, it's Moana. And I'm like, wait a goddamn minute, man. I just, like, it's been in the movie theater for 3 weeks. It's still the number one movie in America. What the? I'm like, did you buy this? And she's like, I did. So it was like $40 and I was pissed. But at this point, they've seen the movie. Oh, trust me. We've had the conversation. Now she can read the difference between rent and buy.
It's a $20 difference.
It's a $20 difference. But one thing I will say, and anyone who's a parent will probably agree, your kids will, quote unquote, accidentally buy the movie. Because even though they can read, apparently the three letters B-U-Y, no comprende, senor, right? But you get your money's worth. Because for the 30 or $40 they dump, which pisses me off, they've seen that movie so many times. That movie is now down to about 5 cents a view.
All right, well, that's...
You know what I mean? It's not fair!
At least they're watching it.
I understand that. They don't need to know that part yet, because otherwise you'd be like, Dad, we bought every movie we want. Think of the money you save.
We're going to watch it a ton.
We spent $5,000, but trust me, in 10 years it'll be worth it. Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
All right, Tanner, welcome to the show and your random question. Let's go with this. What would you say is the weirdest eating habit, food combination, et cetera, that you had as a kid? What were you into that was just a little bit off?
Almost anything with rice.
With rice?
Yes.
Okay. Give us some examples.
Yeah, exactly.
Like macaroni and cheese.
You would add rice?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the one that bothered the most people? Like, I could see maybe eating that, but like, what's the one that you added rice and people said you need to leave?
Probably meatloaf.
That's not weird.
The worst.
All right. Well, let me ask you: was rice always just on the ready, available in your home, or did you make it and then add it to whatever you were eating?
Sometimes it was on the ready, sometimes it wasn't, so I couldn't.
Okay, all right. But would you ever make, like, a rice sandwich, for an example?
No.
All right. Would you ever put rice on pizza?
Yes.
You would? See, that's what I can't get.
I'm guessing you have. Have you put rice on pizza?
A few times before.
Okay. Right. Just to freak people out, or because you wanted to try it?
A little bit of both.
All right, fair enough. Well, I love rice. There's no doubt about it. I think mine weird. It might seem weird to my kids now, but in West Virginia, hot dogs are just a staple. And if you're a kid and you need to eat something, and maybe it was just a time I grew up, hot dogs were available. So
cut up hot dogs. Bologna, basically.
Yeah, fried bologna. But hot dogs cut up in pork and beans type things.
Yeah, that was standard.
Macaroni and cheese, like hot dogs were thrown in there. It was just like, if you need meat in this, just throw in hot dogs, all cut up.
Did you eat them cold?
No.
Always I did cold. Not let the cold
I was like
dogs.
I was like a dog. Like, if we ever had hot dogs, like, I don't know why.
Put it in the bun.
Like, can I have a cold one?
Yeah.
And my mom would, like, give me, like, that was, like, a thing. I don't know why I liked cold
hot
dogs.
Well, Vienna sausages are cold. And that's
right,
how people
and
eat those.
I never ate those.
Okay.
And when I was an adult, it disgusted me. People ate them. But
when I was
a kid,
I would eat Vienna sausage. But my father, he would still eat them, so I didn't realize how disgusting they were. I thought it was cool, like you pulled the lid off, and it looked like there's Vaseline with thumbs floating in the bottom. And I'm like, this is cool. Got older, kind of tried to revisit that. Like, oh, I haven't had these in a while. And I remember eating it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, I've told you. Like, I ruined them for a buddy. I had a buddy that ate them all the time. And we were, like, in our early 20s, and I was just like, those things are gross. Like, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
It's like, same thing. Like, it's Vaseline and little uncooked. He doesn't eat them anymore is the point.
Oh, you ruined it.
I completely ruined it for
okay.
him.
Okay, well, that sucks.
Good work, good work.
Someone on Twitter just recently asked people to name some of the strangest eating habits they had as a kid. Here are a few of the ones that they put down. Someone said they used to eat only bananas cut lengthwise with mayonnaise.
Oh.
Uncooked.
I like both those things, but that's gross.
Yeah, uncooked pasta dipped in peanut butter.
Jeez.
Salted lemon slices. Cereal with 7-Up instead of milk.
Damn!
Crushed up Doritos sprinkled on top of ice cream. My buddy used to get a bowl of potato chips and pour ketchup and smash them all up so it was like this ketchup-y, potato chippy paste.
Kiss my mouth!
Eat it with his fingers.
Tongue kiss me now!
Some guy said he went through a phase where he just really loved the taste of his cat's dry food.
It's just a phase, though.
A woman who used to eat paper said she liked to write on it first because the ink gave it some flavor.
Oh, yeah.
One woman admitted that she used to carry around a packet of Swiss Miss Hot Cocoa, the mix, and use it like chewing tobacco. Just put it in her mouth and just suck on the cocoa.
That's what I used to say to the ladies.
That's not that odd. I mean, they sell pouches just of like coffee, so you can
dip. Yeah, and plus snuff and all that stuff. Plain spaghetti with Diet Coke as the sauce.
Jesus.
And this is the weirdest one. A woman and her sister used to love eating pool chips, which are, quote, tortilla chips we dipped in the swimming pool.
Oh.
Yeah, that was on Twitter, chips. But brought to us by the five folks.
Oh, chlorine and salt.
At BuzzFeed and Thrill It. But I would also do the Ted, man. I would take the hot dog and cut it down the middle, and then basically spatchcock, like fillet it down the middle, and then I'd stick it on the pan, man, and I'd just sizzle the living hell out of it.
Come on, man. You can't use a term that nice or fancy with a hot dog.
I spatchcock my hot dog.
Spatchcock hot dog.
What do you call it? Splitting the weenie?
Yeah. Call it what it is.
Yeah, you fry it up.
Make the piggy scream.
I was going to say, that was my thing. My mom would always make the piggies cry.
If he comes back around, what are they going to put in there?
That's just the meat cooking.
Look, if you ever see spatchcocked hot dogs in a menu in Seattle,
that means nobody's ever going to call them that. They're hot dogs.
They would here if that comes around.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Spatchcock dog with sauce.
Spatchcock dog.
$15 now.
Right, exactly. Is that a hot dog? Yeah, white bread.
Did you make the piggy scream?
Because no one ever had buns when they made hot dogs.
Listen to that sizzle.
Buns were a special occasion. If you had a hot dog buns, you're like, oh my God, we have buns.
It's not going to end up
like
in the chili.
Terrible piece of wheat bread all wrapped up. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as my cut of the categories. Will be some of the best French fries in the United States as far as your fast food offerings. And America's favorite cheese is coming up.
What could they be?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine coming up. Right after emails on our random question and some comments.
Yeah, one of the questions you asked, weird food combinations or things that you enjoy that other people might find weird. And our listeners are disgusting. My girlfriend dips her tuna fish sandwiches in Diet Pepsi. Let that sink in. I have a tuna fish sandwich. I dip it in Diet Pepsi. And then he kisses that mouth. I used to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with cheddar cheese, mustard, and raisins. I only did this so the throw would stab me in the eye. I made up one of the parts of that. I'm 42. You'll still find Vienna sausage and other potted meat in my house at any time because I still love that S.
What's the worst, ham spread?
No, I think the Vienna sausage.
Okay.
Ham spread tastes like what it is, just a salty, weird thing. Peanut butter and bacon sandwiches. I like cottage cheese, dill pickles, and saltine crackers together. Best snack ever.
What was that again? Saltines?
Cottage cheese and dill pickles all together at the same time.
I'd give that one a shot.
You would?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. All right, but there you go, an example of what people are willing to eat.
Random, oh, wait. Random.
I like juicy fruit and Cheetos mixed together when I was a kid. Chewy juicy fruit, and then I'd eat a Cheeto, and it all mixed up together. Random. That's not okay. Random.
I think one of the weird ones I had was when I first started smoking weed was mixing, I would eat salt and vinegar chips and drink orange juice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, I'm glad you got out of that.
Yeah.
Just kind of like hate your mouth.
Too much in your mouth.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Justin, welcome to the program, the random question. Okay, this might be a tough question to answer for anybody, but we're going to give it to you. How do you think that you have made your parents proud? Any time in your lifetime, maybe it's now, maybe it was earlier in life, but how do you think you made your parents proud?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, we told you. It wasn't going to be an easy one.
Pay my bills.
What's that?
Like most of my friends, I actually moved out, bought a house, got married.
Okay.
So I'm actually kind of financially stable right now. So I think that kind of made them proud. Now that I used to not get up for school, I used to lay all the time. Now I actually got up on time to work. So I guess I was more responsible.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let me ask you this, though. Are they proud or are they relieved or is it both?
I say about a bit of both.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just never know. You hope for the best. Your parents hope for the best for you, but sometimes...
They know where you struggle. So there are times where one kid will do maybe what the other kid did, but you're prouder of the one kid because you know, for whatever reason, in their world, this is seemingly an impossible task.
Exactly.
Right, so I tend to be prouder of my daughter for cleaning her room in spite of both kids cleaning the room. It's not bad. One of them will just go do it with her. Apparently, this is a massive, massive struggle. She treats it like we dropped her in the middle of the forest with a compass and said, find your way out. So when she does it, you're like, I'm so proud of you for just listening and doing something.
Well, the reason we asked, how do you think you made your parents proud? There's a 23-year-old model, and I'm not even going to try to attempt to say
her name.
Mabubba Mamadazada.
Mabubba
Mamadabada.
That is about what it says.
Mabubba.
It's Mabubba, which, by the way,
Mamadzada. Mabubba Mamazada. In the country of, oh boy.
I'd eat that rice.
Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan, yeah.
Azerbaijan, of course. She recently sold her virginity on an escort website, and she managed to get $2.6 million from a Japanese businessman.
I take Mumbaba's virginity.
So
yeah.
Why did she sell her virginity, quote, to make her mom proud?
Wow.
I want to have a house for me and my mom, so finally we can live in our own place and also travel all over the world. My mom did everything for me, and now it's my turn to make her proud. A deal, I guess, is going to happen in Germany, where prostitution is legal. There's no word on whether her mom is proud of how this is all going down, but either way, that's part of the deal. I have a photo on the site and all that. I guess it is.
Mumbaba.
Yep.
$2 million.
2.6.
That's a ton of cash.
Jesus.
Do we know what this Japanese dude looks like? I just feel like if you are willing to spend that much money for that purpose, it's going to be a nightmare.
Got a lot of extra income going on there.
I still just don't understand. Yeah. That's a weird one to me.
Yes. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Robert, welcome to the program. We'll make this one short and easy for you. What's the worst haircut you've ever had?
Oh, heck. Did it have to be a butch?
What, you got your hair buzzed all the way?
Oh, no. I tried to trim it on the sides, and I ended up taking a little too much off the sides, so I ended up cutting the whole dang thing off.
So did you go completely bald and shave it, or did you leave like a one or two guard on it, or what?
No, I left like a one guard on there.
Now, okay, how old were you? That has a lot to do with how this goes over with other people.
I was about 18, 19. Okay.
And how would you describe the shape of your head? Some people have very nice heads when they shave their head. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
I was told I look like a brown egg by a nice Korean woman.
I got a big lump on the back of my head. You know, like a point in the back. And I would be
same here. I got like an olive head.
Right, exactly. So it's it's exactly what was going on with me. Like I've cut my hair short before then. Look like I got a really shaped head.
Don't do it. He's still got hair. Throw it out.
What is the worst haircut you've ever endured? We'll tell you the story coming up here in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.